How'd you sum up training camp experience thus far?
It's an amazing experience. Just seeing all the fans out here, you know, something I've never seen before. And, you know, the amount of people out here kind of just show, you know, the culture, the tradition of the Patriots. And it's a great atmosphere to play in, beautiful weather. So, you know, I can't complain. That was funny, you know, kind of caught me with a curveball a little bit, you know. I was just getting ready for a warm-up, and all of a sudden, rookies out there slipping and sliding. So, you know, got a little wet at the beginning of practice, but like I said, it was all, you know, funny games, so it makes football fun.
What have you learned about being with the Patriots these past 4 days that you couldn't have known until you're on the field with the coaches, with the staff?
I would say, you know, just the work, you know, your effort, you know, discipline, you know, just being tough, smart, and, you know, dependable. That's really, you know, what they instill in us as rookies. And, you know, you kind of want to outside in, and, you know, you don't really understand what the Patriot way is. And, you know, coming in as a rookie, now you understand what they mean when they say that. So, you know, just all those principles, you know, trying to improve every day, and, you know, that's what I'm trying to do.
Dre, I know we asked you about this soon after your draft, because Ernie Adams had a pretty big hand in making your selection. You ever find out since then? It's been a little while since then. You find out since then what specifically it was about you and your game that Ernie liked so much?
Ernie was on, you know, one of the treadmills, and I went up to him and I said, you know, why me? And, you know, he kind of just told me, you know, don't think too far into it. You know, you're a big guy, you're smart, and you're fast. And, you know, that's what we need, you know, to help us out in the Patriots' way. And that's kind of the way he drafts people or whatnot. So, you know, he just said, you know, it wasn't anything big, anything crazy. You know, you just, you know, do your best and go out there and show them what you can do. So. Made me feel amazing. It's like I said, still to this day, you know, I feel honored. I wish he was actually still around, you know, just to kind of see him around the practice. But, you know, like I said, that's the moment I remember for the rest of my life. You know, like I said, I'm honored about that.
Would you thank him for picking
you? Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Trey, how difficult is one of the things that we hear from rookies, the offensive rookies specifically, is just the complicated nature of the playbook? Have you found yourself trying to spend, you know, late nights catching up on things or calling people or texting guys with questions? How has it been trying to learn everything they're throwing at you?
You know, like I said, it's all about, you know, trial and error, you know, improving every day. You know, I do find myself, you know, sometimes up night, I may have to stay up a little hour extra just to study a little material. But, you know, like I said, that's probably not even the rookies, probably everybody, you know what I'm saying? But just being a rookie specifically, you know, you can never get far behind. You can never, you know, get behind the train. So it's my job to, you know, stay ahead of the material, study, you know, lean on a vet if I can, you know, talk to, you know, some of the other rookies to help me out to stay ahead of material for sure. You know, he's a great guy to lean on because, you know, he knows a lot of the material. You know, QBs have to know way more than the receiver has to know. So, you know, just kind of leaning on him, see how he sees plays, how, you know, if certain coverage, what I should do, you know, kind of be on the same page. You know, that's really important. So, you know, I definitely do lean on Mac a lot. Just, you know, ask him some of the plays, you know, what I got, you know, what are you seeing on certain looks and coverages. That's part of just being the receiver for the Patriots. You know, they want you to learn, you know, the whole playbook. It's not really just limiting anybody to one position, you know, one specific thing. You know, you got to learn what everybody's doing because not only is my route good for getting me open, but it might get the next guy outside of me open. So I got to know, you know, what he has on this play, you know, what the guy on the other side of the field has on that play. So just compliment everybody at the same time. Oh, man, probably when I was a kid. I mean, I couldn't remember the last time, so that was definitely an enjoyable thing. You know, like I said, got a little soaked and ready to go for practice now.
What's the proper technique on the slip and slide Patriots style?
They kept telling me jump early. So a lot of guys are waiting for the ball, then jumping. So I just, as soon as I started getting wet, just dove.
And how did it work out?
Hey, I went for 2 for 2.
Have you enjoyed the camaraderie? I mean, that's another one of those team bonding moments.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of good vets on this this team that make things fun, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the coaches as well. You know, it's not all serious. It's not always all the time football. And, of course, that's our job. But, you know, stuff like that just makes things fun around here, you know what I'm saying?
Thanks, guys.
Good. Appreciate you guys. Yes, sir.